Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
And welcome into hour number two. We're talking recovering from the big Arctic blast that hit the Gulf Coast, and we're also talking about jerkbaits and trying to scrounge up some fishing reports, asking if there are any verified reported fish kills. If you've seen any, please text us at 504-260-187 or anything else you'd like to send in. I got this one in. Says, are your quail and venison sausage gumbo using Uncle Larry's Ready Set Gumbo sounded and looked really good during all this snowy weather? Yeah, it was nice and hot. On a different note, I won't check till tomorrow, but hoping I was able to protect the melaton vines against Jack Frost's visit in Mobile, where we got 6 to 7 inches of snow. That's from our friend David. All right, I'm not going to mention that one. Oh, here's one that says, of course you won't mention those that agree with Miriam. I did get one person that agrees with Miriam, if you missed it. She said she tolerates with my take on climate change, but she wants me to quit referring to the Gulf of America. And I don't know whether she's aware of that, but that is going to be the new name of it, Gulf of America. So you want me to continue to call it by the old name? I'm not sure what she's asking there. Another one says, why is it legal to bull-eye a redfish when you can't bull-eye other animals? Well, if you've ever been around bull-eyeing animals, rabbits, deer, probably the two most common, it kind of not paralyzes them but stops them and makes them very, very vulnerable. Redfish, if you're out there and you're bow fishing redfish at night, I'm going to tell you, that ain't easy. It's not a given. It's still very challenging. And if you've never done it, try it before you form an opinion on if it's the same thing as shooting a deer or a rabbit at night with a rifle. All right, here's one. Bon matin from Vermilion Parish at the duck camp, just north of the Gulf of America. Water is low, but the biscuits are good and the coffee is hot. Here's one says, morning, Don. Greetings from the center of global warming in Acadiana. 14 degrees, 9 inches of snow, made outdoor activities impossible for us older folks, but it was great for the kids. Yeah, kids and dogs all seem to really enjoy frolicking in the snow. Here's a question. How does frigid weather hurt fish and wildlife? Well, fish, obviously, it gets too cold and they freeze. They can't feed. They're cold-blooded. They can't take the cold temperatures. Basically, they suffer hypothermia and die. Wildlife, they've got to eat to survive and to stay warm, and it becomes more difficult. There's less prey for them out there. And, of course, you know, when you get cold, if an animal is already compromised, it could be the kiss of death. But it doesn't hurt them as much as it would, or at least wildlife, as it would a human. They're built to take it. Let's see. We don't have enough time for those things about Miriam. Here's one. Said a couple of dead specks picked up at the Golden Meadow Park boat launch on Thursday. That's from Chris. Thank you, Chris. Another one says, now that my camp is on the Gulf of America, did the property value go up? I'm not sure about that. Let me know if you get an appraisal done. Here's one, long live the Gulf of America. All right, here's one says, last time I checked, Mexico is absolutely part of America. Gulf of America is more inclusive. That's from Roger, listening to us in Keller, Texas. Here's one says, how cold does it need to get before the ducks show up? Wait, oh, it jumped on me. I'll show up. Are they estimating the duck population, or is short-stopping or farming for ducks only still being ignored and acknowledged? When will the feds step in and do something, or does DU and Delta lobby the feds to dictate through them as they see fit to accommodate a select few elite donors? I think some unbiased studies need to be done on the effects of farming for ducks and see what impact that has on altering the migration. And I don't think we have a conclusive answer to that. All right, and more texts coming in. Let's see, anyone ever caught a bluefish down here? Yeah, but we got bluefish here, but there are so many more better fish to catch, particularly for the table. And I know bluefish are certainly edible in other states. They relish them. But here, bluefish are kind of looked down upon, and really nobody targets them. And very rarely do they keep them when they do catch them. All right, we got more text. We'll get to them a little bit later on. But right now, we got to take a quick break because I got Mike Gallo chomping at the bit to tell us all about fishing in single-digit temperatures with snow all over the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. He's next. Stay tuned right here to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time for our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo, brought to you by CETO. And, boy, I bet a lot of people were glad they had it, even if they didn't need it during these times. I'm going to tell you the story about seven duck hunters who had to be rescued. And, man, you look at the shape they were in. It's not a good place to be. But if you want to be safe and be have peace of mind, it's like having AAA for you on the water. It's called CETO. And what they do is they will come out and rescue you 24/7, no charge. Once you pay your membership fee, you're entitled to as many free towing experiences as you want. Who wants a lot of them? They'll jumpstart electrical problems. One of our guys that got stuck out there duck hunting ran out of gas. They'll bring fuel if that's your problem. And you also are entitled to discounts on buying fuel, lodging, and a lot more from their Advantage Network partners. Check it all out. Go online and explore it at CETO.com. You can also make your purchase there or simply call Captain Chris. He's a great guy. He knows how to fish. He'll talk fishing with you in addition to selling you a CETO membership at 504-301-4545. It's $249 for an entire year, and you renew it after that. Captain Mike joins us. And, Mike, tell me about your experiences this past Tuesday and Wednesday when the snowflakes were flying around the Spots and Dots Lodge.
Well, Don, most of my experiences took place from the couch, looking through the window. My wife certainly went outside and took lots of pictures. I went out there once or twice with her, but other than that, I was pretty comfortable sitting on the couch and just waiting it out. You know, around Thursday, made a trip over to the lodge. You know, you want to put your eyes on the lodge, make sure the boats are fine, and I did that. No problems with the lodges as of yet. I have not turned the water back on to see if I have any busted pipes, but I feel like I'm going to be okay with the busted pipe scenario. If not, maybe I'll give Darryl a call and he and I can talk fishing and fix pipes.
There you go. Mike, what advice would you have, and what are your plans when you do return to the water following one of these deep freezes? What are you going to do? Because it's almost like it's, you know, a brand new world now. You know, haven't been out there in several days. Nobody's got any reports. Things have changed temperature-wise, tide-wise. What's some good advice for fishing following these fronts?
Well, obviously, Don, you want to travel in water that you know, so you don't find a mud flat or a shallow area and run aground. It's great to have CETO, but you really don't want to use them. What you can find in this low water is structure that's below the water surface that you generally don't see when the water is at normal level. I've found many areas where there's shale beds or shale reefs that have become part of my normal routine of fishing, and those are spots that I would have never known were there had not gone out in low water conditions where I could see them. Simple, you could drive by, you'll see them, mark them on your GPS, and the next time you're out fishing, give those areas a try when the water temperatures warm up, more productive. I haven't seen any dead fish, and, you know, cross my fingers, we don't see any. I do think that, you know, it's late in the year, most of our fish had moved into at least being close to deeper water. So as this got colder and colder, they just went deeper and deeper to stay out of the real cold water that's closer to the surface. So I'm hopeful, and we're just looking forward to the good weather to return where we can get out there and see what we catch.
Mike, we're talking jerkbaits this morning. That's kind of our bait of the day. And I know when you bring customers out, clients out, a lot of them don't have a lot of casting experience, so it could be a little hazardous slinging around those jerkbaits. But when you use them, how do you use them, and you got a favorite one?
Well, I have several that I like to use, and I'm very big on match the hatch. So you'll probably see mullet. And obviously, if you see mullet that are 4 to 6 inches long, you may want to use a mirror lure or a matrix rip shad that's in that 4 to 6 inch range. Obviously, if you're seeing mullet that are much smaller, then you want to fish a smaller version. A lot of these hard bait manufacturers will make lures 2.5, 3.5, 4.5 inches in length, and they'll all produce, but I personally like to match the hatch, fish with a lure that's similar to bait that I'm seeing in the water. I like natural colors. I do the majority of my jerkbait fishing with white sides, a dark back, and a white bottom. And when I do change, if I figure that that's not working, I like chrome. I like the bone color. The pink colors can work, and chartreuse. I don't have any black mirror lures. They must work because I've been seeing them for over 20 years, so they obviously must work. I personally don't use them. Other things that I can tell you, I like to use a medium action rod. I generally will use monofilament, and a loop knot is important to tie to your jerkbait. Some of them will come with split ring, and if they do, you don't need a loop knot. But if it does not come with a split ring on the eye, then you'll want to tie a loop knot. That will give you more action.
Exactly. Other than that, but people not know what a loop knot is, it's a knot that kind of leaves a loop in the tying on to the island. And what it does, it gives a wider range of side-to-side movement. It's a very good knot and really the best knot to use for a topwater bait, too. But you were going to say, other than that?
Other than that, it's almost like fishing a top dog. You're almost walking the dog below the surface. Do that side-to-side motion, and just like your freshwater reporter was talking about paws. And the paws can be when they strike, and the paws can be much longer than you think. I personally haven't seen any on forward-facing sonar, but obviously been fishing these jerkbaits, rip shads, for many, many years. That paws, like I say, can be 10, 15 seconds of doing nothing. You know, you do that top dog motion below the surface and just pause. And you'll have your line, I would say, taut. It's not tight, but there's enough slack in it where you can still detect a bite, and the lure is just suspending. A lot of these lures will suspend. You'll bring them down 2, 3, 5 feet from the surface, and when you pause it, it doesn't rise or fall. It just suspends right there. And those fish, it's exciting, and it's a pretty hard bite, and can catch some sizable fish doing that.
Yep. And that's why they call him the forensic fisherman. Thank you, Mike. Besides, my website is a good way to find you. Tell us about your site and your phone number if somebody wants to give you a call.
Well, you can find me at aaofla.com. Angling Adventures of Louisiana is the address on social media. And the telephone numbers, 985-781-7811.
All right, best of luck on the pipes, and we'll catch up with you next week, Mike.
All right, Don, we'll talk to you then.
Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Coming up next, Captain Eric Mohabaraki likes to pedal for his fish I'm talking about pedaling in a kayak. He's got those raccoon feet, they call him. He's back with whatever report we could find following the Arctic blast here on the Gulf Coast. He's next on The Outdoors with Don DeBute.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Radio Network. And our Paddler's Report is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters. You'll find them at 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie, Louisiana. Got those Tackle Tuesdays and a really nice selection of all conventional tackle, including those popular Marker 54s you've been hearing about. Also, if you're interested in fly fishing, there will be a Fly Fishing 101 course that kicks off February the 15th. It's a 3 to 4 hour class, goes in depth, takes the fundamentals with hands-on casting instruction, and will include your first fly fishing rig. It comes with a rod, reel, the line, and the leader. That's a $250 value, class and rig. Check them out, No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Eric Mohabarak joins us, and Eric, not a whole lot of reports due to what's been going on with the weather. Any reports of fishing kills? And boy, aren't you glad that that minimalist challenge was not held with these kind of conditions?
Well, I'm surprised it wasn't, Don. Usually they pick the right date for the worst weather for any tournament. You know that with the kayaks. You know, unfortunate for the guys who's organizing it. They do their best. But, yeah. Now, the only thing I heard was down in Lafourche Parish, a few around Leeville. Nothing major. You know, I've been trying to keep up with all of that. I haven't heard about anything down the road that I know of personally or heard from any of my people down there. Not much going on with the fish kills as far as I personally know.
Got it. Eric, you know, we've been talking about jerkbaits this morning, and your report says that would be one of the tactics that would you use coming out of these cold water temperatures, go to deep spots and throw something like a suspended bait. Tell us about fishing from a kayak with a jerkbait. Is it any different than in a bay boat?
Don, it depends on how. Like, see, I fish different than a lot of people. I like to fish those jerk baits real slow. I use like the Miradons, which could be considered a suspended bait more than I guess it's a jerk bait, but it's suspended bait really. And so are the jerk baits. You can get floaters that dive down and stuff, but I like the suspending ones. I fish slow. Like, I got a 5-to-1 ratio reel, and I try and fish slow. And it seems to work better for me. I twitch and I leave it sit. I twitch and leave it sit, especially with those sinking baits. They fall so slow, and that might give it a little bit of action that initiates that strike. I also find that natural colors, like if you have lures that are older, that are scratched up and beat up or whatever, the lighter beat up colors seem to work better than like a brand new lure at the box. Or if you're going to use a brand new lure, use a bone, a glow, something like that, a green that doesn't have a lot of newness. I don't know how to shine to it or whatever. It seems to, like, when you pull the fish out the water, they're white, you know, like the redfish are white, or the trout are a light color. So it seems to work. I don't know. I like the match and the hatch even on summer days.
Yeah, that's a good theory. Eric, you mentioned three spots that you might want to try following the cold weather conditions. Why don't you run them down?
Yeah, of course, Myrtle Grove, that didn't kick off yesterday. I knew someone who was fishing over there at the camp, and they caught a few drum, but nothing crazy. He was surprised also. And then you got the telephone pole holes out on Highway 1, which is, I guess that's sand pits is what some people call it also. And that's a good deep spot there, you know, and it's a good place to throw the jerk baits, actually. Right. And then you got the ship channel at Campos. I remember a few years back, I had some friends come in Texas and stay there, and we went out of Campos, and man, we just killed the fish. We were fishing on the backside of the by the castle there, and actually on the bank. We got on the bank and we're throwing off, and man, we caught limits of redfish right there as the weather was warming up, as it should be doing today. You know, it should start warming up during the day, and it may bring them fish out of that lake or that deep water where they're at along the rocks there.
Good. Eric, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and get some information and do some trying before they buy and learn all about the tactics of fishing with kayaks, you're one of the few guides out there that do it. Tell them how to get a hold of you. Besides my website, we got you there at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com.
Yeah.
How else can they find out about you?
You can find me on Facebook or Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, or just hit me up on the phone, 504-313-8292.
Sounds great, Eric. Stay warm, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Don. I ain't going outside with these feet.
No, you better put some boots on if you do this time, for sure.
Yeah. All right, y'all have a great one, Don.
There he goes. Raccoon feet and all, even tracks in the snow. All right. We got a story about 7 duck hunters rescued by Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and one really bad boy of the outdoors. They're next. Right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. You know, on this past Tuesday, which I guess was probably the worst day of the snow, Agents Corporal Jason Marks and Michael Blanchard got information at 7 a.m. that two duck hunters were stranded on Henderson Lake. They responded to the scene, found the duck hunters in their boat inside their blind about 8:45. According to the hunters, they got to the blind when they tried to leave. Couldn't get the motor started. They rescued the hunters, transported them back to their truck and then back to Lafayette, and tied the boat to the duck blind to be picked up at a later date. A little later, Agent Sergeant Jeremy Foray and Savannah Laverne, they got information at 9:40 about four hunters stranded on the Atchafalaya Delta WMA. The agents went out there by boat. They reached the stranded hunters at 11 o'clock in St. Mary Parish. And according to these hunters, they went duck hunting. On their way back, the boat started taking on water. Then they beached the boat on the WMA and called for help. Thank God for cell phones. The agents transported the hunters by boat back to their vehicles, and they didn't need any medical attention. Then later, those same two agents, at 2 o'clock that afternoon, got information about a stranded hunter on the Atchafalaya Delta Wildlife Management Area again. Found that hunter who had been hunting and was on his way back. He ran out of gas. Made a call for help. The agents and St. Mary Parish Sheriff's Office deputies launched a patrol vessel. They were able to transport him back to his truck at the boat launch. Didn't require any medical attention, but I think he may need a refresher course in calculating how much gas can get you how far. Some happy endings to some potentially lethal circumstances, and that's what our agents are doing in their spare time. Well, right after this pause, I'm going to tell you what some agents did with their real job, enforcing the laws of the wildlife and fish in Louisiana. The bad boy of the outdoors is next, right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Agent Sergeant Russell Marbury, Sergeant Tyler Smith, Corporal Jason Sanchez, and Agent Hayden Bird got information that Hunter Gunn, no joke, his name is Hunter Gunn, was actively hunting on property near Port Allen with no permission. They found Gunn actively hunting from a deer stand without hunter's orange and with a rifle that was fixed with a thermal scope. During questioning, Gunn fessed to killing an Atlanta antlered deer during illegal hours, and he had celebrated New Year's Eve by killing another antlered deer during legal hours, but from the property he had no permission to hunt on. Agents also found Gunn, he was ready to party, in possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. He also admitted to taking a doe that he failed to tag or validate near Rama earlier during the deer hunting season with the same rifle fixed with that thermal scope. So what happened? Agents seized the rifle, the thermal scope, the head of the antler deer, deer meat, and they arrested Gunn and cited him for hunting deer during illegal hours, taking wild game quadrupeds with a firearm equipped with an infrared sight, failing to tag deer, failing to validate deer, failing to wear hunter's orange, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and they booked him into the West Baton Rouge Parish Jail. And for good measure, the West Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office deputies also arrested Gunn and charged him with criminal trespassing. If convicted on all charges, facing criminal fines and civil restitution for the value of the three deer he took illegally in the amount of $7,532 and up to 120 days in jail, is 37-year-old Hunter Gunn of Maringouin, our bad boy of the outdoors. Whew, that's quite a rap sheet. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check in with Ryan Lambert, find out what snow looks like down in Burris, down near the tip of the boot of Louisiana. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, has got the vehicle in the direction of the airport, I'm assuming. He's going to head for Mexico, because if you're going down to Burris, you got to bring your own water if you're going to fish a hunt, they tell me. Ryan, is that true?
Yeah, you better. We got in the blind finally at 3 o'clock yesterday evening.
Had any ducks?
I killed 14 out of that blind, 21 out of another blind. But, you know, they set us up to fail with the season with these negative tides. You know, you got a negative 0.9 all week. So, you know, it literally robs us of our last week of the season. And it's more than that. It's been a lot in January. So I'm gonna go and meet with Wildlife Fishery, see when they could change these zones. I don't know if it's this year or next year, but pretty soon they'll be able to change the zones and give us a coastal zone, because, you know, it's not safe. I mean, look at the Wildlife Fishery had to rescue quite a few people this week. You know, you get a big storm and negative tides, you know, you get in trouble quick.
Right. Well, maybe they'll see the light, and if possible, they can make the change this coming year and be a big benefit. Well, you know, of course, the cold weather helped bring ducks down, but if you can't get to them, what does it really help?
Well, there's lots of ducks. It's just they sitting right where they can, and most of them are offshore, and you know, there's a lot of fish kills going on right now. You know, I don't like being negative today. I'm going to Mexico tomorrow.
Fish kills. What do you know definitely about fish kills?
They got trout in Port Saufel for sure, and there's a few redfish and a few trout in Burris. Mm-hmm. Nothing on the east side that we've seen. The west side's got some, and then I saw a guy yesterday filming some in Port Saufel. You know, and when you get those shallow bays like that there's still head water, and you know, because the water dropped about 4 or 5 foot with that storm coming in on the west side, plus the negative tides. So a lot of the fish in Burris, you know, that water went. The whole marsh went empty, so that the fish got in some deeper water. It might have saved a bunch of them, but you know, and I know people that's caught fish yesterday too. So the boys are out there fishing right now. So, but this fish kills, I've heard in Grand Isle, Golden Meadow, Point Shan, I heard, and Point Sauper for sure. So, what have you heard?
Pretty much the same. Lafitte got a report of some dead fish in the canal there in Lafitte. And,
you know, in the canal, too, huh?
Yeah, that's what they said. So we'll see how it turns out, and we'll get the official word on it. Look, we're talking about jerkbaits. That's kind of our bait of the day. What do you know about jerkbaits? Which ones do you like to use, and when do you use them?
You know, when I used to bass fish, I always used a long A because it had better hooks. A lot of people like the Rogue, but the long A's got better hooks on it. You know, if you're a bass fish, I just use the long A. For redfish and speckled trout, you know, we use a white 4-inch jerk bait. Like if we're fishing on an island or something in April, and it's really good. It's a Rapala. It costs about $10. So, you know, it's a good bait. It works really well. It's a Rapala. I don't know the number of it, but it's a white 4-inch jerk bait. It works really well. You know, you try to match the hatch. You know, if you're fishing along big shad, you use a longer one. But jerk baits work really well if you have the patience to fish them.
And how do you fish them? Do you actually jerk them and let them suspend, or what kind of motion do you put in them?
Well, it just depends. You know, you got to find what the fish want. You know, there's different attitudes. Sometimes you get a hard jerk and let it sit. Sometimes you twitch. Sometimes you reel it down and just stop it. You know, you just have to do a few rhythms until you find what the fish want. And once you find it, it's like, you know, it's like a combination. Once you do that, then it's on.
Got it.
So, you know, most of the time I like about a 3-foot with the rod and let it go down and stop it. And then, you know, just like a wounded minnow, you know, if you ever watch the wounded minnow, they'll give it a little tail shake, and then they'll kind of float, drift up. So that's what you're trying to mimic. I got a bunch of them.
Yeah. Well, they're expensive baits. You know, the one I really like, too, is that Yozuri. But, boy, they're proud of it.
Oh, yeah. All of them. You know, a good thing, you know, Berkeley came to the lodge and dropped hundreds of them off. So we got plenty.
Good. So, what you going to do in Mexico? What you going to hunt? Doves? Quail?
Ducks and quail. I think ducks and quail. Unless there's a goose hunt, I might try a goose hunt one day. I love to hunt geese if you're on the X. If you're not on the X, it's not fun at all. But if you're on the X, it's a great experience. So I'm going to do that. And then there's a lot of ducks down right now, redheads and pintails. We'll go hit those. And I think one day I got calm weather on Tuesday. So I'll quail hunt Tuesday and, you know, finish up with the ducks that evening. So. Okay. I'll duck hunt four times, a quail hunt one time, I would imagine.
All right. Well, when you get back, let me know how it's looking for our hunt during the week. If we got water, we'll go. If not, well, we'll wait for another time.
Yeah. That's what we can do. I think the last day, I'm just going to bring lunch, and I'm going to get into one of the blinds, and I'm just going to sit there all day. You know, that's my happy place, and that's what I'm going to do.
There you go. There's worse places to be. There's worse places.
Oh, without a doubt. I know the tides are going to come up before long. So, and it's supposed to be windy those 2 days as well. So hopefully we'll get out there and kill them. But I'll give you a call soon as I get home on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll close it out with a good hunt, hopefully. All right, give us a quick phone number. Somebody wants to get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111 or just go to CajunFishingAdventures.com because we are booking up for this year. Them phones have been busy.
And número en español, por favor.
Okay.
Número.
What do you?
Tu número en español.
Tu número.
Your number.
Número. Número.
Número.
Mi número. 504. 559-5111.
Bueno, hasta la vista.
Yeah. Okay.
See you later.
Hasta la vista, amigo.
All right, wow. There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, very fluent in Espanol, much more than me. All right, we come back after this. We're going to close it out with a trip over to Hackberry. Over there, pretty close to Texas, we'll talk to Captain Kirk Stancil, where they control their own water. How about that? That's pretty neat. We'll be back to talk to him after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're headed out west to the duck blind of Hackberry Rod and Gun. Let's help him out. Little. Captain Kirk, I don't know if that's going to help you or hurt you, but I'm trying to bring you some ducks. I hear you need a little help over there.
I'm going to get you a ticket for electronic call.
Ooh, put that phone down. Yeah, you can't let them hear that. Man, you guys got your own water over there. Man, tell us about that situation you got so you hardly ever go high and dry when you're trying to hunt a marsh.
Yeah, no, we're not high and dry. You know, last year we did because of the drought, but we were able to let water in. We had to let salt water in. But, yeah, we control our marshes that we hunt. So, yeah, well, I just heard the first shots of the morning.
Oh, they must have heard my call. That must have been it.
That's what it was. Yep, you sent them to the wrong blind.
So I saw a couple of guys that made a hunt out there with you doing the Arctic Blast, and seemed like they did okay, but I couldn't tell whether they had gray beards or that was ice in their beards.
Both. Yeah. What day? Tuesday. One blind. We had one blind. One group made it here, mm-hmm. and they went and hunted. They ducks covered them up for about 30 minutes, and then the snow started. It's just the blizzard started, not the snow, the blizzard, and it was complete whiteout, and the ducks shut down. But it's been special, I'll tell you. The blind I went to, we never took our gun off safety, so. It was just wasn't where I went.
Yeah. Well, so and, what have you seen but, so far this morning?
This morning I've seen 3 gadwall. That's been it. Look, it pushed our birds out. We had a lot of birds prior to this, mm-hmm. and the numbers went down. And I expect when it warms up, they'll come back. And yeah, today is supposed to warm up.
Yep. Well, you know that old saying, you know, be careful what you ask for. You know, we always say we need cold weather to push ducks in, but it also pushes them out. And, you know, teal especially, it'll move those teal right on out of here.
Yeah, you know, Don, when we get these Arctic blasts like this, it's just it pushes the birds we have out. Our birds come early, and then for some reason, late season, you get these cold blasts like this. You see fewer birds, and then when it warms up, they come back.
Are you guys planning to fish after the hunt? And if you are, what you planning on?
Yes. We had 6 boats went out yesterday, and all but one boat got their limits of redfish.
That's good.
So that was good. The day before, 0 fish were caught. Yesterday, redfish bit.
Any confirmed fish kills in your area?
I know of one because one of my captains dipped up a 26-inch trout.
Wow.
And I haven't heard from the biologist. Well, I say that. A guide's talked to a biologist. Mm-hmm. That's not a duck. Okay. And and they didn't see any. They drove the whole lake and didn't see any. But, you know, we'll wait another day or two and see if any of them float up.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be anything like 1989 freeze, but there's going to be some scattered reports here and there, I think, but I don't think it's going to be anything to seriously hurt the population for next year.
I hope not. You know, if we had, you know, 2 weeks prior had that really good cold snap and low tides that were able to maybe move the fish out of the shallow water. And then we had a couple of days of cold, you know, pretty cold weather and low tides prior to the Arctic blast. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Kirk, I'm going to let you get back to having fun, but if somebody wants to call you guys and do a fishing trip, just got a few days left of this duck season, tell them how to get you.
Okay. We have a toll-free number. It's 888-762-3391. And our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com.
And we can still catch your reports on Tuesdays?
Yes, sir. Tuesday, 6 o'clock.
On Facebook?
Facebook, correct.
Boy, Facebook Live. You are high-tech. You are high-tech.
Well,
I remember when you didn't know Tupperware from software back in the day.
You're right. You're exactly right. I still don't.
Kirk, have fun, my buddy, and we'll talk to you
okay.
next time.
All right. Good talking to you, Don. Thank you.
All right, here he goes. Captain Kirk Stansel. Well, great bunch of guys out there at Hackberry Rod and Gun. I remember the founder out there, Terry Shaughnessy, always said, you should have been here yesterday. That's their motto. All right, let's see. Before we wrap up here, I got a couple of texts. It says, the Big Branch Marsh Wildlife Management Area, Fritchie Marsh, every day there's airboats. I tried to contact the main office about it, but couldn't get anyone to answer the phone. Isn't it legally illegal to operate these on during the waterfowl season? Any idea what's going on? There's no ducks in the air because of the airboats. Are they airboats or are they surface drives? I'm not sure. But here's the deal. Neither of those are legal to operate on Big Branch Wildlife Management, which is it's a refuge. It's federal. And the Fritchie Marsh, which is an extension of it. But there are some private tracts of land that are kind of like embedded within it. And those people have permission to use powered boats to get into their leases, but they can only go directly there and directly out. They can't run all over the area, and you did what you should. Report it, and hopefully you can get somebody out there to put a stop to it, because that definitely is illegal. All right, sorry I couldn't get to all of those texts. I guess a lot of people stayed home today or stayed close to their phone. Thank you for your text. Hope you'll join us again next week. We'll be back again 5 to 7 a.m. We do this each and every Saturday morning, and we call it The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.